We're having our yearly class in Megillat Antiochus. This is a recounting of the story of the War of the Maccabees. We have different traditions as to exactly what happened there. We don't have any clear work. This is one of a few works that describes what happened during the period of the Hasmonean Revolt. This is a work which it's unclear who wrote. Some suggest it was actually written by the Hasmoneans themselves. We do not view this as a work of Tanakh. We view this as an interesting historical work, and whoever wrote it using different quotes from Tanakh. Sometimes he quotes half psukim. He borrows from Tanakh terminology, and he certainly writes in a style that seems to be aspiring to be like Tanakh. But at the end of the day, this is not a work that was written with prophecy. This is a work that someone wrote, and we read it with respect as a historical work that we're reading. Some had the custom to read this during Hanukkah. Some machzorim used to print this inside. Some sidurim used to have the story printed inside. But the source is unclear, and so we read it with respect on the one hand, but also with caution on the other hand, because we have no tradition that some great rabbi wrote this. Although there were great rabbis of the time, and although we respect this work, and we seem some communities have the custom of reading this work over Hanukkah, but to use any concepts we derive from this work and apply them halachically or apply them to our tradition is something that would be questionable. So we begin. Vayibi me Antiochus Melech Yavan. It was in the days of Antiochus, the Greek king, Melech Gadol v'Chazakeya. He was a great and powerful king. V'takif b'memshalto, and he ruled with an iron hand. V'chol ha'melechim yishmu'u lo, and all the kings listened to him. He was a very powerful king. V'ukavash medinot rabot, and he conquered many countries. U'melechim chazakim and powerful kings. V'chiv t'rotehem v'echlehem, he destroyed their castles, he destroyed their temples. Saraf ba'esh, he burnt their temples in fire. V'anshem bevet ha'asurim asar, and he took their people into captivity. Mimei Alexandros mukdon ha'melech, from the days of Alexander of Macedon the king, lo kam melech hazak kamo. No great king, no powerful king like him arose. B'chol ever ha'nahar, on that side of the Euphrates. V'u banam dina gdola al chof hayam, and he built a great city by the river edge, liot lo levet malchut, to be his capital. V'yikra la medinat Antiochia al shmo, and he named that city Antiochia on his own name. V'gam Bagris Mishneu, and also his second in command Bagris, banam dina acheret lenegda. He built another city opposite it, v'yikra la Bagris al shmo, and he called that city Bagris after his name. V'chen shmotan ad yom hazeh, to this day that's their name. Bishnat 23 lemolcho, it was 23 years into his reign. Hishnat 213 shanim levinyat ben ha'elokim hazeh, it was 213 years since the building of this temple. Sampanav la'alot l'Yerushalayim, he turned his attention to make his ascent over Jerusalem. Vayan v'yomer l'sarav, so he said to his officers, Eloi datem ki yesh ama yudim asher b'Yerushalayim b'tochenu, do you know that there is this nation of Jews in Jerusalem in our midst? L'elokeinu einam akrivim, they don't sacrifice to our God, v'datenu einam osim, and they don't obey our religion, v'datei ha'melech ozvim na'asot tatam, and they leave my religion to do their own religion. And they live in constant anticipation of that day when the kings and rulers will be broken. And they constantly say, when will our king rule? When will the Messiah come? Then we will rule over the sea and the dry land. And all of the earth will be in our hands. It's not fitting honor for the kingdom to leave them on the face of the earth. So come, let's make an ascent upon them. Let's destroy their covenant. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Umila. Let's absolve from them the Sabbath, the Rosh Chodesh, and the circumcision. And it was a good idea. They all approved. His officers, his soldiers, Be'etei kam Antiochus ha'melech, and so Antiochus arose then, Vayishlachet Nicanor Mishneu, he sent his second in command, Nicanor, Bechayil Gadol Va'amrav, with a great army, Vayavo Le'ir Yehuda Le'Yerushalayim. And he approached the city of Jerusalem. Vayarog Be'erig Rav, he murdered a great number. Vayatzav Tzelem Be'Vet HaMikdash, and he put an idol in the temple, that place where God said to his servants, the prophets, I will remain present there forever. Over there, he put an idol. In that place, they slaughtered a pig. They brought from the pig's blood into the holy quarter. And when this happened, when the high priest Yochanan ben Matitya heard this, that this was done, he got filled with anger and wrath, and his countenance changed, and he started thinking and plotting, what could he do about this? And then Yochanan ben Matitya, the high priest, made himself a sword. It was 2 amos long and 1 zeret wide. He wore it under the cloak of his garments. He approached Jerusalem. He came to the king's gate. He called out to the gatekeepers, to the guards. He said to them, "Ani Yochanan ben Matitya, bati likanes lifnei Nikanor. I, Yochanan ben Matitya, I came to enter before Nikanor." And then the gatekeepers and the watchers came and said to Nikanor, the high priest of the Jews is standing in the entrance. So Nikanor said, let him come in. Yochanan was brought before Nikanor. And he said to him, Nikanor, the Greek governor, the Greek vice president, who is right now in charge of Jerusalem, said to Yochanan, the high priest, you are one of the rebellious ones who rebelled against the king, and you do not seek the peace of the kingdom. And Yochanan answered before Nikanor and said, Adoni, ani hu. He said, you're right, it is I. Atabati lefanecha lasot kol asher tachpotz. I have hereby come before you to do whatever you wish. I've come to surrender. So Nikanor said to Yochanan, "In kirtoni atam vakesh la'asot, if you really want to do what I want, kach hazir ushchot oto la'tzelem, you take this pig, you slaughter it before an idol, v'al bishcha b'gdei malchut, and then I will give you royal clothing, v'al kivchal sus ha'melech, and I will give you the king's horse to ride on, v'uchachad me'ohavei ha'melech tiyeh, and then you will be considered one of those the king loves." V'chasher shama Yochanan heshivo davar, and when Yochanan heard this, he answered him, "Adoni ani yarem ivnei Yisrael." He said, "You know, I'm scared of the other Jews. Penishmu ke asitichen. If they hear I did that, uskalunim ba'avanim, they'll stone me. Ata yitzecho lishmi lefanecha pen yodiu livnei Yisrael. Have everyone leave the room. I don't want them to tell the Jews what I did." As Nikanor rotzim lefanav kolish, and then Nikanor said, "Okay, everyone out of the room." Ve'etayin asay Yochanan b'matitya inav la'shamayim. At that moment, Yochanan raised his eyes to the heaven. Ve'tiken tvilato lifnei Elokav, and he said his prayer before his God. Vayomar, and he said, "Elokai v'elokai avotai, my God and God of my fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, al timsireni bidei harel hazeh, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and Jacob, don't give me in the hands of this uncircumcised one, kim yargeni, for if he kills me, ve'elech v'yishtabach b'vet dagon Elohav, he will go to his idol and praise him, v'yomar Elohai nitano v'yadi, he will say, you, my idol, you gave me the success, you gave him in my hands." At that moment, he stepped 3 steps towards Nikanor. He stuck his sword in Nikanor's heart, and he threw his corpse down. They were then standing in the holy quarter. And Yochanan said before the God of heavens, and he said, "Elohai lo tasim alai chet. God, please do not consider this a sin for me, al ki haragtiv bevet mikdashcha, that I killed him in your temple. Ata ken titen et kol ha'amim asher ba'u imo, the same way, God, you should give all the nations who came with him, natzer liyuda v'lirushalayim, to afflict Judah and Jerusalem, give them all in our hands the same way." As yatza Yochanan ben Matitya b'yomahu, and in that day he led the rebellion. Yochanan ben Matitya went out that day. Vayilachem ba'amim ha'ile, he fought those nations, vayahog be'em hereg rav, and he killed multitudes. And those that escaped fled by ship back to Antiochus. And the number of people he killed on that day were 72,700 people. Because there was such confusion and mayhem in their camp that they were fighting one another. B'shuvo bana amud al shmo, when he returned, he built a pillar in his name, v'yikra lo Makkabi. And he named the pillar Makkabi, which means Meimit HaChazakim. He kills those that are strong, those that are coming to fight the Jewish people. V'yihi kasher shama Antiochus HaMelech ki ne'erag Nikanor mishneu. When Antiochus the king heard that his second in command Nikanor was killed, tzar lo me'od. So here the king sent Nikanor to attack the Jews, to run the show in Jerusalem, and the Kohen Gadol Yochanan assassinated him and killed 72,000 soldiers. So he was very upset. And then he sent word. He said, I want my other general, Bagris the Wicked, I want him here. Hamate Tamo, who incited the people to idol worship. And Antiochus said to Bagris, haven't you heard? Don't you know what the Jews did to me? They killed my soldiers, they looted my camps and my governors. Are you guys confident over your money or your houses? Let's ascend, let's re-attack the Jews, and let's annul their covenant. Let's annul their covenant with their God, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Umila. Let's ensure that they no longer practice the Sabbath, their month, their calendar system, and the circumcision. As Bagris HaRasha v'chol machnotav ba'u l'Yerushalayim. Then Bagris took his camps and made a second descent on Jerusalem. V'yarog be'em hereg rav. And then he killed multitudes. V'yigzog zera gmura al Shabbat Rosh Chodesh u'mila. And he made a decree that no one may observe the Shabbat, the Rosh Chodesh, and the circumcision. U'v'yamim ha'im kasher ha'yad var ha'melech nechpaz. And in those days, when the king's decree was out in wrath, in full force, matzu isha shamalit b'no. The Greeks found a Jew who circumcised his son. And they took the father and the mother and they hung them in front of their own child. And there was a woman also who had a child after her husband had died. She circumcised them after 8 days. She went up on the walls of Jerusalem and she held her circumcised son in her hand. And she called out and said, "Lecha umrim Bagris Harasha, I call out to you, Bagris the Wicked. Atem choshvim levatel meitanu habrit asher koret imanu. You think you will annul the covenant that God made with us? Brit avotenu lo nevatel mimenu. We will not cease to perform our circumcision, our covenant with God. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh umila, the Sabbath, the Rosh Chodesh, the circumcision, mibnei vanenu lo yusau. You will not be able to remove it from our grandchildren. We're here to stay." She threw her son off the roof, off the wall, and then she jumped after him, and they both died. There were many Jews who did that in those days. They would circumcise, they knew they'd get killed, and so they committed suicide. And they did this as a show of force. We are not giving in, we are not annulling our covenant. And so the Jews were in this situation where they weren't willing to give in, but they couldn't remain alive if they'd stick to their guns. So the Jews said to one another, let's leave the cities, let's go out and live in a cave. They're not letting us keep the Sabbath. Let's go to a cave and over there we'll be able to keep the Sabbath. We won't desecrate it. And as is often the case in our history, there were some rotten apples who went and told Bagris about the masses that had gone out to this cave. As Bagris HaRasha shalach anashim chamushim, then Bagris the Wicked sent out men in their armor, v'yavo v'yishvu al pi ha'mara, and they sat at the entrance to the cave. V'yomru aleihem, and they said to them, Yehudim tzu eleinu, Jews, come out to us, ichlu milachmenu, eat our bread, ushtu miyeinenu, and drink our wine. Uma'aseinu tiyu osim. Come become like us. Become good Greek citizens like us. That's all we ask. Vayanu b'nei Yisrael vayomru ish l're'eyu. And then the Jews said to one another, Zochrim anachnu asher tzivanu Hashem al Sinai. We remember that God commanded us at Sinai, Sheshet yamim ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha, uvayom ha'shevi'i tishbot. 6 days you work, on the seventh day you rest. Ata, so now, tovlanu asher namut b'me'ara, We are better off dying in this cave, מאשר נחלל את יום השבת, rather than desecrate the day of Shabbat. ביות זה כאשר לא יצאו עליהם היהודים, when the Greeks saw that the Jews would not come out, would not accept their offer to become Greeks, הביאו עצים לחים, וישרפו על פי המערה. They brought wet wood, and they burnt it at the entrance to the cave, and the smoke killed the people inside the cave, וימותו חלף איש ואישה. Approximately 1,000 men and women died inside that cave. ואחרי כן גזר עליהם בגריס הרשע שלא תבוא נערה אצל בעלה עד אשר תבוא בתחילה למלך. And then Bagris the wicked made a new decree that a virgin would not come to her husband until she spent the night by the king. והייתה לחשמונאי זה נערה, and the Hasmonean had a daughter, והיו סוברים לתת אותה לבגריס הרשע. And they were thinking that they'll comply with the decree and give her to Bagris the wicked. וכאשר ראתה נערה שהיו סבורים לעשות כן, and when she saw that that's what they were thinking, צעקה צעקה גדולה ומרה. She cried a bitter cry, ותקרא בגדיה. She tore off her clothes. ותאמר לאביה ואחיהן, she said to her father and brothers, אחי כך תעשו? My brothers, this is how you're going to behave? למסור אותי להראל רשע? To give me in the hands of the uncircumcised wicked one? ולמה לא תעשו כאשר עשו אבותיכם? Why shouldn't you do like your forefathers? תקנו אתם, be zealous. Be zealous כמו שכינו על דינה אחותם, as they were zealous for דינה, their sister, ובראשמיים וארץ יעזוכם על זו. And the creator of heaven and earth should help you with this. And there are different versions to this story. One story has it that after the wedding, instead of the bride going home with her groom, they take the bride to the king's palace. And the king spent the night with her, and then she'd go to her groom. And so in the middle of the wedding, she tore off her clothing. And they looked at her. They were Kohanim. They said, huh? She said, why? What I'm doing is immodest. What you're doing is immodest. You said you're going to take me to the king tonight. About that immodesty you're not worried about. But when I stand here like this, that you worry about. And she stunned them into action. And a third version of this story has it that they were taking her on the chariots to bring her to the king. And she stood up and tore off all her clothing. And they looked at her and they said, have you gone mad? And she said, have you gone mad? What I'm doing is immodest, what you're doing is worse. And that stunned them into action. So this is one version. There are different versions. We have different traditions as to what happened. But there seems to be a tradition that it was their daughter who spurned them into action. Their sister, Matityahu's daughter. Achal zot yatzu chamesh ebnei Matitya. And then the five sons of Matitya went out. Yochanan ve'arbaat echav, Yochanan and his four brothers, ve'ilachamu ba'amim ha'ile, they fought these nations. Ve'yargu be'em hereg rav, they killed masses of these nations. Ve'igalshum li'i ha'yam, they chased them away to the islands, ki vatchu be'elokei ha'shamayim, because they had faith in the God of heavens. Az Bagris ha'rasha nechnas b'sfina achat, ve'yanos el Antiochus ha'melech. Then Bagris, the wicked, went into a ship and fled to Antiochus the king, v'imo anashim plitei charev. And whoever made it out, the fugitives ran away with him. Vayan Bagris vayomal Antiochus. Bagris said to the king Antiochus, Ata melech natata tzibui levatel min ha-yudim. You, the king, gave a decree, an ordinance to annul from the Jews Shabbat Rosh Chodesh and Mila, the Sabbath, their calendar, and the circumcision. Umeret gadol b'tocha. And they have a great rebellion in their midst. Asher gam im yavo aleim kol ha'amim va'umot va'lshonot. That even if you gather all the nations, all the different peoples, all the different languages, lo yuchlu lachamesh ibnei Matitya, they won't be able to overtake the five sons of Matitya. Ma'arayotem chazakim, they are more powerful than lions. Uminesharim em kalim, and they are more swift than eagles. Vazim em midubim, and they are more brazen than bears. Ata melech, so the king now, atzatit itav alecha, listen to my advice, velo tilachem v'anashim mat. And if you want to fight them, you can't just send a regular army with a few numbers. Because if you fight them with few numbers, with few people, tevosh b'nei chol ha'mlachim, you will be shamed in the eyes of all the kings. Lachen k'tov u'shlach igrot lechol medinot malchutecha. That's why you have to send word throughout your kingdom. Vayavo sarei achilot v'lo yisher me'em echad. And then you'll have all the officers come, and none will remain. V'gam pilim rubashim shironim yu imahim. And they should also bring in the elephants that are dressed in armor, and with that you attack. Yes?
Was his name back then really like Bagris HaRasha, or was that like title that was attributed to him later on?
HaRasha was attributed to him later, yeah.
Like people weren't just calling that back then, like,
Maybe the Jews called him that, but I don't think so. Vayitav hadavar b'enei Antiochus ha-melech, and Antiochus liked the idea. Vayishlach sefarim l'chol medinot malchuto, so he sent word throughout his kingdom. Vayavo sarei chol ha'amim v'hamamlechot, and he gathered the governors of the kingdoms and the nations. Vegam pilim lubshim shironim imayim bao, and with them they also brought elephants dressed in armor. Shenit kam bagir sarasha vayavo l'Yerushalayim. So now Bagrish made his second ascent to Jerusalem, which was the third time that Greeks are overtaking Jerusalem. He breached the wall, and he made 13 breaches in the walls of Jerusalem. He broke the stones. He bashed the stones down to dust. And he thought to himself and said, this time they won't be able to take me down, because I have a great army and I'm so powerful. And the God of heavens didn't think so. And when the five sons of Matitya heard this, they went to the place called Mitzpe Gilad, the Gilad Outlook. That was the place where they had the great miracle in the days of Samuel the prophet. Som gazahu, they declared a day of fasting, and they sat in the hearth to ask mercy before the God of heavens. As then they had a good plan. Their names were Yehuda Bechol, the eldest was Judea, Yehuda, the second was Shimon Hasheni, Hashlishi Yochanan, the third son was Yochanan, Harvi'i Yonatan, Hamishi Elazar. The second son was Shimon, the third was Yochanan, the fourth was Yonatan, and the fifth was Elazar. Vayvarech otam aviyem b'terem shalach otam lakrav, their father blessed them before he sent them out to war. V'chen amar, this is what he said, Yehuda v'ni, my son Judah, ode ma'asecha ki Yehuda v'ni Yaakov, I give thanks for your actions, like Judah the son of Yaakov, asher ya nimshal k'aryeh, who was compared to a lion. And you, my son Shimon, I thank your actions like Shimon, the son of Yaakov. He killed the inhabitants of Shechem. And you, Yochanan, my son, I thank your actions like Avner ben Ner, the chief general of Israel. And you, Jonathan, my son, Yonatan ben Shaul, I give thanks for your actions like Jonathan, the son of Saul, Asher harag am Plishtim, who killed the Philistines. And you, Elazar, I praise your actions, I bless your actions like Pinchas, the son of Elazar, who was zealous in the name of our God and saved Israel from wrath. Yes. I don't know. Oh, wow. Wait. Let's hold off on that. No, 2 minutes.
I think he said he's okay.
Oh, just 1 second. That we can't hold off. Al zot yatzu chamisha v'nei Matitya b'yom hazeh v'lachmu b'amim mehim. So, with that blessing, Matitya's five sons went out and they fought those nations, and they killed multitudes of the nations, and their eldest brother Yehuda was killed in the fighting. When they saw that their leader, their general, their big brother Yehuda was killed, they returned and came to their father. So their father says, sons, why did you return? So they said, our brother Yehuda was killed. He was the brilliant leader. Without him, he was like all of us. So their father Matitya said to them, so if that's the case, then I'll go with you. Because if we don't go, who's going to go? What's going to be with the Jewish people? And take comfort over your brothers, over your brother. And so he led his sons and he went out and fought the nations. So the God of heavens gave all these great warriors in their hands. And they killed multitudes of the enemy. All those infantrymen, all those that held swords, all those that held their bows. be it the officers, be it the second in command, lo notar b'hem sarid, there was none left over. Vayinusu shar amim limdinot hayam. And the rest of the nations all fled out to the sea. Ve'elazar hayam mitasek lamit et hapilim. And Elazar was busy killing the elephants. Vayitba v'feresh hapilim. And when he killed the elephants, at one point, he stabbed an elephant under its stomach, and all the food that came down, he sunk in all that food. And when they returned from battle, they looked for him among the living and the dead. They couldn't find him. And then they found him in that dung of the elephants. He had sunk, he had drowned. And the Jews rejoiced that they had that enemies were given in their hands. Some of the enemy were burnt in fire, some of them were stabbed by sword, and some were hung by the tree. And Bagris, the wicked, who caused his nation to follow pagan ways, they burnt him. When Antiochus the king heard that Bagris the wicked and all his generals were killed, he entered a ship and fled. And wherever he went, they'd rebel against him and call him Haboreach, Haboreach. You're the one who ran away. You're the one who ran away. And ultimately he committed suicide. He jumped into the sea. The Jews then came to the temple. They rebuilt the gates that were broken. They mended the breaches in the wall. And they purified the quarter from those that were dead and from the different defilements. And they searched out for pure olive oil to light the menorah. And they couldn't find other than one flask, one vessel, that was sealed with the ring of the high priest from the days of Samuel the prophet. And they knew that flask was pure. And there was enough oil in that flask for one day's lighting. And the God of the heavens who placed his name there, Natan Babracha, he gave blessing in that flask. And they lit from it 8 days. So they accepted this tradition, and they made the following prohibition, they together with the Jewish people as one. They instituted to make these 8 days, days of rejoicing and happiness, like the holidays in the Torah, and to light candles in these days, to make known, to light lamps in these days, to make known to the generations that come after them, that the God of heavens gave them great victories. And in these days we do not eulogize, we don't declare a day of fast. Unless someone took on a vow from beforehand, then he has to pay up, and he should pray before his God. But they did not decree that these days of Hanukkah will be days when people don't work. That was not included in their decree. And from that time onward, the Greek Empire lost its fame. The Hasmoneans took the throne in Israel. From that period, yet another 206 years when the Jews reigned in Israel. Therefore, the Jews from that day onward, the Jews watch these days wherever they are in exile. They call these days of rejoicing and happiness, days of festivities and happiness, from the 25th of Kislev, 8 days. And these days will stay with them forever. That the priests and the Levites and the wise men in their temple, they instituted for them and their children forever. And that's the end of Megillat Antiochus. The end of the Megillah, which indicates the number of years till the destruction of the temple, certainly gives us the feeling that at least that part of the Megillah was written after the destruction of the temple, not like those commentaries that suggest it was written by Matityahu's son. That wouldn't work unless you say this is an addition. that the last paragraph is an addition, or the last section is an addition. But again, as we said in our introduction, it's unclear what the history of this Megillah is, but some have the custom to learn it on Hanukkah.